诸位菩萨早安。
Good morning, everybody.
听得到吗？
Can you hear all right in the back?
可以。好，但我的声音比较细一点。好，这样可以哈。OK。我们自从上一次十一月之后，大概星期明就停了哈。然后有没有人是第一次听这个主题，就是上去年没有听过我讲的，请举手。
The series on the faith and mind has stopped, we took a break since last November. Has anyone sitting here have never heard the series before last year when I first talked about it? First timers?
Oh, okay. 还蛮多的哈，那怎么办呢？
Quite a few here. Quite a few of you here.
因为今天呢，我们已经要讲到他的修正境界了。
How do we catch up? Because today we're moving on to the stages of practice, in relation to the faith and mind.
没关系啦，你们就从正的境界开始听好了。你们比较根气比较高。
That's okay.Perhaps you have deeper root, and so you can enter the text by first reading and hearing about the stages of practice and realization.
那我们今天会议有两个部分哈，也就是说，我们要谈到修行的境界，就是说你要达到的境界的时候呢，其实它第一个就是你要达到这个境界的基础，好。所以我们第一个不会谈到，会谈到的就是属于整个修正你要达到境界的基础。然后第二个部分呢，我们会谈到师父圣严师父提到的修正的四个层次。
So today there are mainly two parts that we're trying to cover. In order to discuss the stages of practice and realization, the first part will cover the foundations of this practice.And then the second part will cover Master Sheng Yan's description of the four stages, the actual four stages and the details of it.
那所以这里面也有一些从基本的初阶的一直到最高的，所以即便大家第一次来应该也没有关系。
So contained within these four stages, we will cover some of the most foundational basicaspects, as well as moving on to the more profound and deeper level. So it's okay if you are only hearing this for the first time.
好，但是就是文字哈，这个诗记的文字就深了一点哈，就比较深。
But the text may be a little bit deeper.
好，那我们第一个呢，就是要谈其实有四句哈，就从能随境灭一直到能由境能，这里面要谈到的是能跟所这两个观念。
So part one will cover four phrases, starting from the subject is extinguished with the object, moving on to the fourth phrase, which is subject because of the object.And this will actually talk about the issue, the relationship between subject and object.
好，那这一首诗呢是这样：能随境灭，境足能成，境由能境，能由境能。好。
The actual text is like this: The subject is extinguished with the object. The object sinks away with the subject.Object is object because of the subject. Subject is subject because of the object.
听来听去，不是能就是境，不然就是 object， 然后不然就是 subject.
But subject is object that repeatedly.
其实中文可能比英文还难。
Perhaps the Chinese text is even more difficult and abstract to understand than the English.
对吧？你们 你们看来看去就是两个字一直重复出现，就是能啊静啊，然后摆的位置换一下，这样子就换一个位置，这就是中文的奥妙，就是换一个位置它的词性就不一样了，在这边可能变是名词，换一个位置它变动词。
So you may be reading the text in Chinese and you keep seeing the word subject and object and just, they just move around in the phrase, occupying different places. And that is the beauty or the wonder of the language actually. By changing positions, the part of speech also changes.
不过我们先有一个基本的概念，我们先来了解一下什么是能。能就是一个比较是主动的，它是一个主体，然后在佛教里面它叫做心事。那所呢，其实相对于能来说，它就是客体，它是被动的。那相对于我心事来说，它就是外境。
So, let's go over some basic terminology, and the definition of them. So, subject in Buddhist texts, it's referring to the agent and what is more proactive, and also we refer to it as the mind consciousness. Whereas the object is reactory, and it's also considered as outer, external phenomenon.
如果我们从字面，中文的字面的意思，能就是一种能力。好，一种能力呢，它就是主动的。好，静呢，就是一个客观的环境。那客观环境它就已经在那里的，所以呢，它是被动的，它就是在那里。好。
So by looking at the Chinese character itself, 能 subject, it means it's a function.So it had takes on the role of the agent and takes on the more the doer role. Whereas object is a phenomenon or a referring to external environment, a state which is already there and it's there to be picked up or to be reacted to by the subject.
那这里面其实要讲到的部分呢，就是说我们这一些有情众生，其实在对外境的时候，我们就只要有一件事情一个法产生，它一定离不开这两个元素，就是能跟所。所以只要二法相对的时候呢，一定产生能跟所这件事。
So applying these terms of subject and object back to all sentient beingsAs long as there's a dharma or there's an event taking place, there must exist the relationship and interaction between subject and object. These two elements is in place wherever there's a phenomenon that occurs.
我们举现在的例子，各位现在你们坐在这边，然后呢，你耳朵听得到我的声音，眼睛看得到荧幕，请问哪一个是能，哪一个是所？
So let's take us sitting here as an example. You are sitting here amidst the audience. You are able to hear my voice and you can see the screen. So let me ask you now, which one is the subject and which one is the object?
什么是能？耳朵跟眼睛。OK. 所呢？荧幕跟声音。OK.
So someone is saying the subject is eyes and ear and object is the sound and the screen.
所以如果我们把一个耳朵跟眼睛摆在这里，然后荧幕跟声音摆在这里，请问它就是声音，它就是听到的东西吗？
So, but what if we just take an eye and put it here and take an ear and put it here and then the screen is up there and the sound, is that how that works?
你确定是吗？No, 对，所以呢，什么是主体，什么是能？
Doesn't sound quite right, right? So what is the subject? 那有心跟能是跟愿，
就不知道它最近变成影响在这。所以能是什么？
能就是说，其实能就是我本来不理主体，我心在主导一个根，它对。
所以根是能还是心是能？
心
是根，心
根。
So is it the mind that is the subject or the faculty, the sensory faculty organs is the subject? Which one is it?
我是能 OK 又多一个了哈、OK
I is the subject
OK 所以呢就是这里面呢就是要谈这个能跟所的部分、哦、那这个能的确它是一种能力、哦、它是一种能力那我们如果读为是的话一定是跟成是一定是这三个条件好、哦
So this is what exactly the topic of our discussion right now, the relationship between subject and object and how to define them. So if you study the mind-only school, subject will be, you need to, there needs to be the coexistence of the faculty, the object, as well as the mind for there to be functions of the mind.And subject, the word itself is referring to this, the power, the functions of the mind.
好，我们刚刚说好，如果说你说心是能，然后心的要心的作用对上那个根，借由这个根，然后对成境，它才可以产生这个作用。那现在你们听到的声音只有我的声音吗？你们看到的东西只有荧幕吗？对。所以现在这个空间里面其实有很多的东西。为什么我们只看到荧幕？为什么你只听到我的声音？其实楼下厨房很热闹。其实我们然后后面哎，你们的咨客也很热闹。其实同时外面可能也有车声。So why? 为什么你只听到我的声音，只看到前面的荧幕？
So in order for the mind to function, there must first be the mind.The sensory faculty as the object or the phenomenon that is, that the faculty is reacting to. So, you say you're listening to my voice and looking at the screen right now. While you're doing this, is my voice the only sound that's in the environment? Is the screen the only thing that's in the surrounding? Actually, when I'm talking right now, there are a lot of activities, hustle bustle happening downstairs in the kitchen or even in the back,where people enter. So,
环境也有这一些东西。
And there are a lot of objects, a lot of things in this environment, and yet you're only paying attention to the screen and my voice.
所以其实在心里面还有一个、哦、所以我们谈能所的时候不是只是谈这个作用而是这个作用后面、哦、这个作用后面里面谁在决定你什么时候发生能所的作用
So there's something behind merely the function of the mind. So while the mind, amidst of all these functions, there must be something there that's making the determination of what to attend to at any given point of time and when the functions of subject and object should arise.
所以佛教在谈能所的时候它不是在谈这个客观的事实客观的事实一定是有人、哦、一个主动的有一个能够动的这个能有这个能力的这个众生这个有情跟一个客观的一个物体他们在互动的时候这个是一个事实一个现实一个客观的事实但是佛教不谈这个现实而是在谈这两个互动的时候中间发生的事情后面造成的一堆的东西那我们怎么去看待这样的一个过程
So in Buddhism, when we talk about subject and object, we're not merely referring to objective phenomenon or objective external phenomenon that's out there. We're also talking about the mind and how the mind, there must be an agent, and usually referred to as sentient being, this agent that's having reaction and interaction with these external phenomena.So what exactly is going on during this interaction and what consequences and follow-up actions that's led to through this interaction of the subject and object?
所以我们用其实这一句诗记呢它分两个部分。那我们先谈第一个部分就是境由能境能由境能这个部分来慢慢的去谈什么叫能所。的问题哈。
So the four phrases, there are actually two parts, but we're first going to focus on the second part where object is object because of the subject. Subject is subject because of the object. We're going to start from there.
我们先看中文哈，两个镜对不对？两个能对吗？好，一个镜在前面，一个镜在后面，一个能在前面，一个是能在后面。镜由能镜，好，然后能由镜能，他在讲什么？知道吗
？So the Chinese text, the word subject 镜 actually occurs twice in one single phrase. One is first character and the fourth character. Similarly, the word phenomenon or object, also reoccur twice in the same phrase. So what are they really talking about?
所以我们用一下，就是英文常常会用的所谓动词跟名词来去放。好，来考各位哈。第一个镜是动词还是名词？第二个镜是动词还是名词？你如果能够分得出来，你就能够解释这一句话了。
So let's first dissect it, and by using part of speech, the first object in this Chinese phrase is a verb or a noun. If you are able to determine, then you will be able to understand it.
名词。所以第二个镜呢？动词，第一个动词，第二个名词。So, 如果说第一个是动词，你要怎么解释呢？镜由呢？所以你所发出来的东西，那个叫做动词吗？所以你所发出来的东西，其实那个是名词。然后是因为你后面所有的能力，那个能力就是动词。Right? Yeah. Okay. 这中文很难翻哦。
So there's a discussion about which one is noun, which one is object.
好，所以呢，其实我们就是要这样看哈。假如不是假如，就是说第一个镜是动名词，好，也就是说我们这个镜呢，外在的客观的环境呢，那是因为能，然后这个客观的环境有这个作用，所以镜这个是作用。能呢是这个能力，这个主动的能力呢，是因为有这个环境，它才可以产生出它的作用。讲懂吗
？So the reason why we're talking about which one is noun and which one is object is, so it can help us decipher what the phrase is really about. So, object is object because of the subject. It means, the phenomenon, which is the object, is determined as a phenomenon because there's the mind, the subject, that is illuminating, reflecting, picking up on it. Because of the subject exists, then the object can exist. Similarly, the subject can exist also because there's an object to be, there's an object to be picked up by the subject.
Okay.好，我们举一个例子哈，就是有一个故事哈，南拳禅师哈，南拳禅师有一天呢，就念头突发奇想哈，说明天早上我要去田庄哈，找庄主，就是说去一个就是有点像 farmer 或什么，找里面的那个农夫哈，我说那我就想要怎么去哈，然后那个田庄在哪里？所以他心里面呢，第一个就是他起了这个念，起这个念的同时呢，他当然也有那个画面，田庄的画面跟去那个田庄的方向。结果他一动了这个念的时候呢，哈哈，土地公就看到了哈，你说哦，南拳禅师要去找庄主哦。所以那一天晚上呢，庄主在睡觉的时候呢，土地公就托梦跟庄主说，明天南拳禅师要来哦，要来你家哦。哦，然后庄主梦到这个了哈，就赶快第二天赶快整理好哈，然后打点好，然后招待禅师的食物什么哈。结果南拳禅师走啊走啊走到的时候，他庄主说哈，南拳禅等你好久了，来请进请进哦，这样子。然后一看，喂啊，都准备好了这样子哈。然后就问说，哎啊，庄主你怎么知道我要来啊？我说哦，昨天土地公托梦跟我说你要来哈，所以我就准备好了。那个禅师就说，惭愧啊惭愧啊、哦、我这个心念、哦、一动、哦、都被天神看到了，真是修行不够，功力不佳。
So let me try to illustrate it with a story. So back then, there was a Chan master, Nan Quan. And one day, he gave rise to a thought, saying, tomorrow, I'm going to visit the head of the farmstead. And I'm going to visit him. And when he gave rise to this thought, there's also, he visualized it, and there's a mental image that arises. For instance, the exterior of the farm, or the look of the owner. So once he gave rise to this thought and as well as this imagery, the local earth deity actually detected it and saw it. So the deity said, oh, so Master Nan Quan has decided to visit the farmer, the owner of the farm, so let me go tell him. So that very night, when the owner of the farmstead was sleeping and dreaming, he had a dream that that was manifested by the earth deity, and telling him that tomorrow Master Nan Quan will come and pay him a visit. And because of this dream, the next morning the farmer woke up early and cleaned up the house, prepared a meal to get ready for the visit. So once the Chan Master Nan Quan, once he actually arrived at the farm, he saw that everything was prepared, and he was really surprised, taken aback by it. And he asked, how did you know that I'm coming? And the farmer said, oh, yesterday I had a dream given by the deity telling me that you're coming. And then upon hearing this, Chan Master Nan Quan bowed and said, oh, I'm really ashamed that my practice is not well steeped enough, that when I give rise to a thought, my mind has moved, and that's causing the deity to be able to read my mind. I need to practice further.
好，这个故事哈，我们如果套这个诗句的话呢，就是什么呢？因为南拳禅师心里一动念，对不对？好，其实呢，他那个境就出现了。好，那因为这个境呢，所以让土地公可以看得到。
So let's use this to try to explain the phrases. So Master Nan Quan, when he gave rise to a thought of visiting the farmer, there's the image, the mental phenomenon and object, the mental object that actually arised, which led the deity to be able to see what he is had in mind.
那但是呢，一定是南拳禅师自己心里先动念的，对不对？他因为他心里先动念了。所以呢，动念的时候呢，这个境，这个被动念的那个境产生了。好，那这一个就是这个有这个的能力的，然后而升起这个境呢，我们就第一个层次就是境由能境。这个境的升起是因为呢，他心里先动念了，所以呢就会产生来，就发生这个作用，这个境才会出现。
And the reason why this mental object arises is because it's initiated by the subject, by the mind, which has the ability to give rise to a thought, then manifest the mental object. So this is a good illustration of the first phrase where the object is an object because there's a subject.
可是呢，南拳禅师心里为什么会有这些画面？他一定是什么？去过嘛？对吧？所以他心里面呢，其实他一定是去过，所以呢，这个境已经残留在他的八识田里面，他的意识里面，否则他心里不会产生那些画面，或者是怎么去的方向什么，那这些就不会出现。好，所以他心里的这个能力，就是这个能够产生这个心念跟这些画面的，是因为有那些境。好，所以第二层呢，就是什么呢？就是能有境能。
And why is that the Master Nan Quan is able to actually conjure these mental objects? That is because these mental objects, mental phenomenon had already existed in his eighth consciousness as a memory. Meaning Master Nan Quan must have gone to the farm before, there's a memory of what it looked like and how to get there, the direction of the place to the place, etc. So there's a memory that already existed in the eighth consciousness, which allows him to conjure these images and give rise to a thought. So this is an actual illustration of the object. Subject is subject because of the object. The objects are already there for him to call upon.
那这个就是能因境有而生起，好，所以境因能而生起，一个是能因境有而生起，这两个部分哈。所以呢，这一段呢，其实在说因缘和而有的这个现象是怎么产生的。
So the first part is referring to the phenomenon object is able to arise because of the subject. And the second part is referring to there can be a subject because of phenomenon, because of an object. So basically, the story as well as these pair of phrases is referring to the relationship between cause and conditions.
那所以呢，这一段呢，其实要讲的是因缘相生，因缘和而有，所以能跟所呢是相依而产生出万法一切，所有的这些就是因缘和而产生有。
And all this can arise because of the co-conditions of cause and conditions together. They must jointly arise, come together in order for all phenomena to come to pass.
一般我们句子都会说，好，一般的佛教里面就会说心不自生，因境而生，哦。
So a common phrase that's referring to talk about this phenomenon is the mind dharma cannot arise by itself or function alone. It always coexists with the form dharma.
那禅宗也有说所谓只手鼓掌，就是说你一只手是没有办法鼓掌的，你必须是两个手才会产生掌声，哦，所以掌声是因为两只手合而有的。好，那所有的万法也是要合而生万法。
So another commonly used phrase in the Chan school is the one hand clapping analogy, where you cannot applaud and clap with only one single hand. You need to have both hands to applaud. And this is also talking about the condition, cause and conditions, and cause, subject and object need to be coexisting in order for myriads of phenomena to arise.
还有另外一句也常说，心法不能孤起，必因色法而生起。
There's yet another phrase that's saying the mind can only be found in the realm of mental object.
那就是所有的一切哈，我们现在升起的你看到的一切，我们所感受到的一切，我们所做的一切呢，其实呢它是不是单一的因素，哦，它必须是有一个主要的一个能去感知的跟被感知的一个环境，或者是一个不管是看得到的或者看不到的这一些所谓的所，就是客观的环境，反正你就合了就而产生这一切，哦。
So,this is also referring to everything that we see, we feel, we do. It's due to the coexistence or co-functioning of the object and subject. It's not singular. It's not independent. So there must be a subject, an agent to do the cognizing or to illuminate. But there also needs to be phenomenon, objects that's being cognized or illuminated.
所以每一件事情呢，事出必有因，哦，一定有因跟缘，哦，合的，只是看我们能不能看到这中间的因缘在哪里，然后它是怎么样合而产生现在的状况。
And that's why we say that everything that arises, there must be a cause. And so what we need to work on is to try to see the relationship, to see if you can find the cause and the conditions that's co-creating an event, and to understand the relationship between them.
可是这个有呢，它会不会很长，一直都是这个样子不变呢？好，如果不变的话，你就一直停留在十一点的你哈，那十一点以后的你完全就没有办法再进入 进入状况了，那就是因为十一点到现在哈，十一点半了哈，你就是一直在改变哈，我讲的内容也变，然后你的身体的状况也变，然后你因为我讲的内容，然后你的心接受之后呢，你也在改变，所以这个中间呢，又会是什么呢？所以这个有呢，它是怎么样？有没有一直不变的？
Yet any forms of existence that is a result of co-arising of a subject and object, any type of existence, does it stay stagnant and unchanging? No, that's not the case. If that's the case, then we would get stuck at 11 o'clock forever. But that's not the case. It's already 11:30 by now. And the content of my talk is changing. Your thinking process is changing. So everything is in a constant flux.
所以不能只谈境由能境。能由境能，所以呢，第二个一定要谈什么呢？能随境灭，境足能成。
And because of this changing nature, we cannot mere only talk about object is object because of subject, subject is subject because of object. We need to move beyond that and actually refer back to the earlier couple of phrases, which is the subject is extinguished with the object. The object sinks away.With the subject. We also need to talk about this to capture the changing nature of events.
啊，我会先讲下面的原因呢，是因为我们一般对有比较容易理解，好，就是这一些东西有比较容易理解。可是进一步现在要讲到这一些东西的有是变幻无穷的，这就比较难，好，所以我们接下来要谈这个部分。
The reason why I started out by talking about the second part of the four phrases, the second two, is because it tend to be easier for us to grasp existence, to understand the phenomenon of existence. Yet it's more difficult to understand the concept of emptiness. And so we have already briefly talked about existence, and we're moving on to talk about emptiness.
他已经告诉你们，我们接下来讲的是空了。
Sorry，OK，
okay, 没关系。好，那我们先看一个故事哈。哎，这个人哈，这个就也是一个禅师哈。刚刚那个禅师功夫比较不够哈。现在我们看另外一个禅师，他在干嘛？打坐嘛哈。他在一个茅棚哈，就是靠西边的一个茅棚打坐。然后其实坐得非常的舒服哈，而且坐的境界也很好哈，所以风和日丽、日月星辰，任何的境界哈都没有受到干扰哈，所以呢，他是坐得非常的安定哈，已经进入到很定静的状态。定静到怎么样的状态呢？可以听到人以外的众生在对话。
So, let me illustrate it by another story.So you can see on the screen, there is a master, Chan master, sitting here in meditation. This person is a great meditator, so he's able to sit very well and enter deep samadhi. And he's able to sit so well in such a great state of concentration that he is able to not merely only hear human talk, he's able to hear speeches that's made by other sentient beings.
那就听到呢。两个小鬼在对话，好、哦，两个小鬼在对话，一个就说呢，哇，明天就解脱了，因为呢，我找到一个替身。他说，你怎么知道呢？你怎么知道那个是你的替身呢？他说，明天有一个戴着铁帽的人，他就是我的替身，所以呢，我就可以解脱了。这样。
So he heard one day.A conversation between two ghosts. And ghost A was really happy and said, oh, tomorrow I'm going to be free. I found someone to take my place and it will be tomorrow that this person will be here. And ghost B said, how do you know this? How do you know that there will be someone that's taking your place to liberate you? Ghost A then said,Well, I know. Tomorrow there's going to be a person wearing an iron hat. And once this person comes, then I'm free.
禅师就在那边听嘛，哦，说戴铁帽的人是什么意思呢？哦。
So the Chan master, while in deep meditation, he wondered, so what does that mean, someone wearing an iron hat?
结果第二天早上呢，下了很大的雨，哦，那禅师也出去走了，哦。走着走着走着走到西边河边的时候呢， 就雨很大嘛，就看到有一个人呢用那个铁锅盖在头上挡雨，就准备要过河。可是呢因为雨很大，河水暴涨，他就一直在想要不要过河啊，可是不过河好像有时间有赶。那禅师讲铁帽就跟他说，你不要过河，雨这么大不要过好了。他说可是我有急事耶。他说不行不行不行，你这样会有生命的危险，你还是不要过好了。那个人想，既然是禅师的建议，一定有道理，好吧，那我不要过好了。然后他就转头就走了，就没有过河。
So the Chan Master was puzzled. But the next day, it was raining really hard. It was pouring. And the Chan Master decided to go out and walk around. And as he was while he was walking around, he saw someone by the river. And because it was pouring, right? So this person actually had a wok. And he inverted the wok and put it on top of his head as a hat So, as an umbrella, kind of, so to speak. So, the Chan Master saw this and said, oh, iron hat, I see what the ghost means. So he approached that person and said, because the river, it was raining so hard, the river flooded. So he went over to that person and said, don't try to cross the river right now. But the person said, well, but I have something urgent to attend to. I must cross the river. And the Chan Master said, don't. If you do it now, you will be in great danger. And luckily, this person believed in him and said, okay, because it's a Chan Master has said this, there must be some truth to it. So I will postpone my crossing. And so this person went away.
结果呢，这人就走了嘛，吼。然后晚上呢，禅师打坐的时候，又听到那两个小鬼在讲话了，说气死我了，我好不容易等了这么多年，我好不容易等到一个替身，那竟然给那个禅师搞砸了，这样子不行，我要去那个溪边戳一个洞。戳一个洞什么意思呢？就是把河水的水引到那个茅棚来，准备把禅师淹死。好，你竟然把我的替身弄走了，那你就当我的替身好了。这个禅师就听到了，这怎么办呢？翻译，先翻译。
So, the very night, so that person went away, right? But the very night, the Chan Master entered Samadhi again, and he heard the same two ghosts talking. And Ghost A was furious. He said, I've waited for so many years, but that Chan Master, he disrupted the whole sequence, and so now he made me fail. I can't find a substitute anymore. So he was really mad, and then he further said, I am so angry, I must kill him. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to dig a hole in the levee and to bring the water into the hut that he's meditating at, and then I'm going to drown him. Since he got rid of he chased away my original substitute, and then I am going to take him as a substitute so I can become liberated.
如果你是禅师，你怎么办？
But if you were the Chan Master, what are you going to do now?
晚上了，跑不掉。
It's nighttime, there's nowhere for you to turn.
结果呢，他就马上心不动。一心不动呢，就怎么样呢？他不见了。他就不见了。然后这两个鬼呢，就是看淋水了，就看这茅棚人不见了，那个禅师跑去哪里了，怎么不见了，这样子。
So, what the Chan Master did was to actually enter Samadhi and kept his mind still, not moving. As soon as he's able to keep his mind still and not move, the two ghosts couldn't find him anymore. So they actually dug the little hole in the levee and tried to bring the water in. But once they come to the hut, they couldn't find him, even though he's actually meditating there, but they couldn't see him.
好啦，故事就到这里啦，结局不知道。
Well, that's the end of the story. We don't really know what really happened at the very end.
重点是说，为什么那两个小鬼后来看不到那个禅师了呢？
So why is that the two ghosts were not able to see him at the end once he entered Samadhi?
你说心不动吗？什么心不动？ 能所俱往心不动静就没有了。然后呢，哪一个静没有了？为什么哪一个静没有了？哦、oh, ，所以鬼就看不到你了。
So, some people are saying, once your mind stop moving, that both subject and object have extinguished.
好，所以这一个第二个的确哈是这样子哈，就是第二个就是能随境灭哈，就是说当你所缘的境哈不见了，就是说你那个境没有了，你。没有那个静的话，其实你那个去圆的那个心没有可以没有静可以圆，那这样的话呢，你连那个能圆的心都不见了，所以能因静灭而灭。
So yes, that is the case. So in that case, once the object has extinguished, then the agent, which is a subject that's doing the illuminating, the cognizing, doesn't have an object to work with, and so the subject has also extinguished.
好，第二句呢，就是什么呢？静足能成，这两个字其实都一样的哈。足的意思就是说消失了，不见了。好，静足就是被驱逐了。好，能就不动了，就往下沉了，就不会动了。好，所以呢，静消除能则不生。
So the second part is the object sinks away with the subject, and there was a little brief explanation about the character 逐 means to chase away, to do away with it. And so once the object or the phenomenon is gone, then the subject also extinguishes.
所以呢，这一段呢是说空。
So this pair of phrases is referring to the notion of emptiness.
Does it have a question? In the back. Yeah.
Hi, thank you. This is a great lecture. I have a question. When the mind is, when there's no object moving, does the subject still exist? I mean, you say it seems like the subject sort of goes dormant or something, but...I mean, if you can't have a subject without an object, when you say that, make it sound like when there's no object there, there's nothing in the subject either. The subject is nothing. But then when the object starts moving around again, suddenly the subject reappears. What, in that interim state,You know, the state between the two times when the subject is active, where is the subject? What is it? Does it come into and go out of nothingness or what? Sorry if that's... if that's
让你简单的说一下他的问题。
Bill 菩萨的问题是说听起来好像是当静不动的时候当没有静灭的时候呢，能也就消失了。那当静又出现的时候，能好像同时又出现了。那在它这个消失之后跟再次出现之间，到底发生了什么事情？是这个样子，是这个意思的吗？能会不见吗？
我想哦，这里面就比较有一些概念，就是说，能这个东西，哦这个能这个东西它可以有还有跟那个静这个东西呢它是怎么讲程度上的好、哦、我们如果比较粗浅的话客观的东西比如说物质的你看得到你摸得到你嗅得到你感受得到的那些叫做所就是你的所、哦、可是呢这个是只是物质的但是它还有一个所是什么呢我们的心事里面的念头它也是锁、哦、也就是说我们碰到很多的境的时候我们含藏在里面的记忆、哦、我们的任何的记忆都在我们里面所以当我们眼睛闭起来的时候、哦、我们身体没有走动的时候请问我们没有锁吗有 我们心会动，动在哪里呢？去圆你的锁是什么呢？你所有的记忆。好，所以这个锁不只是这些物体不动，你不去跟这些外境互动的时候，它还包含了你的心，心念的部分。所以这是第一个层次我解释的，好，就是那个锁跟能的层次。 OK,
So the issue of subject and object, perhaps we can talk about object in the relative sense. So with object, there's the coarser level of physical object, the materialistic object. But there's also your mental object, which is a result of, say, memories or your thinking thoughts. So that's why we say once you close your eyes, does that mean the object is completely gone, do away with? That's not the case. Even if the external materialistic objects have fallen away, there still exists mental object.
哎，没关系。还有第二个呢，第二个层次哈，我们来谈，好，我们来谈能这个能力。其实后面我们讲四个阶段的时候，就会谈到这个部分。好，能这个地方这个能力呢，我们表面上看到的都是我能说、能站、能听、能吃、能走，这是很粗浅的外在的行动。好，那当我们打坐，或者是当我们就是精进用功的时候，我们既不说不动也不重，可是我们坐在那里的时候，我们有没有心呢？有，对，那就进入到比较深层的那个心的心念的动，那时候你对的可能就是你的妄念，哦，你的昏沉，哦，这个时候还是有能所，可是到我们很安静用功用到很深的时候，你心可能不圆任何的念头了，可是你还有没有那个能动的心？师父说过，只要活着，那个能动的心一定在的，那不会动的那个叫死人。好，只是呢我们没有去对境，好，没有对境，然后我们就处在那个唯一的念的状态，就是最深的同一境的状态，所以能还是在，可以吗？
So that's the first level of explanation of an analysis, first looking at the issue of object. But then the second level, we can talk about subject. Subject can be talked about as an ability or the function. So usually the coarser level is eating, talking, moving around, walking. That's one type of a coarser level of ability of functions of the mind. But it can go deeper. So when we're in meditation, then we're no longer eating, talking, moving about, but the mind, the function of the mind is still acting, it still exists, but now it's interacting with our mental objects. But once we go even further to a deeper and more subtle state, the mind may even stop to contact or grasp onto any of the mental activities, mental objects. Even in that state, the function of the mind still exists. It's still working. Shifu has said before that as long as we are still alive, the mind continues to function, except that it does not contact, it doesn't grasp onto any mental phenomenons. In that kind of state, there's no opposition of the two, and we reach a state of unification.
那这个我们再先这样子哈 ，OK。
I think we're going to leave it at that for the, at this time and maybe talk about it later.
你的问题一样吗？对，对，哎，翻译吧。
你最后说对话两个都不见，是什么意思？
嗯，他不听了。没有去。
他我所谓的这个问题就是说，是
就心不欲圆那两个小鬼了，就不懂。
So there's another question for asking for clarification about the phrase, the subject is extinguished with the object. So in relationship to the story of the charm master and the two ghosts, the question is, does it mean that the charm master had just stopped attend to the conversation between the two ghosts? Once he stopped to attend to the phenomenon of the conversation, then the subject, the mind has also extinguished. Is that the case? And the answer is affirmed. It's confirmed. It's yes.
对，他就是他在听的时候，其实他就在圆那个镜，所以他们还是可以看得到禅师。可是禅师一下子就什么都不管的时候呢，其实他就是处在那个就是一念的状态。对。
So while the charm master is attending to the conversation, then the ghosts are still able to see him because there's the phenomenon still exists. But once he stops attending to the conversation, then he returns to the state of one-mindedness, single-mindedness, and they are no longer able to see him.
其实我们了解能所哈，其实对我们的修行的作用是什么呢？那其实最重要的一点就是说，师父曾经说，其实我们在打坐用功的时候，心里想的任何的东西，其实你想的东西它境界就会出现。好，可是如果没有这些境界作为符号的话，其实妄念也不可能产生。好，也就是说我们要练习着说，就是我们的心不要一直去圆我们心里产生出来的那些妄念。好，因为你其实很多东西是你原来生活中一直有的，所以你在打坐的时候会浮现出来，浮现出来的时候你心会跟着那个东西，然后就两个一直在互动，一直在互动，他出现这个，他说诶怎么这样，然后因为怎样，然后因为这样，然后另外一个画面就出现，然后因为这样，然后又这样那出现，然后就整个打坐都在妄念、哦、就是一直在互动。所以呢，我们要知道说我们这个能所在作用的时候，其实要让自己知道说，诶，如果当其中一个不动的时候，其实这一些都不会发生，这些都不会发生。
And that is why understanding the concept of subject and object is important for our practice. We need to understand what's their relationship and how they interact with each other. And that's what Shifu has said before, that all of our thoughts are illusory. They depend on certain object or symbols. If there are no objects, form, or symbols in your mind, there will be no illusory thoughts. And so it's basically saying that when we're practicing, we have to practice so that the mind cease to illuminate or to contact or grasp onto phenomenon to the object. So what's happening in our daily life is that we are constantly in this perpetual interaction between the subject and object. And when we sit, we give rise to a thought, and we chase the thoughts, and one leading to another without ending. So our job, our focus of our practice would then be to actually understand how the two work together and to make the mind stop grasping or contacting the external phenomenon.
所以呢，其实讲这个部分哈，最重要的他要讲的是什么呢？我们的心要能够自主，不随境转，这是修行的最基本的基础。好，就是能跟所这里面呢，你没有办法掌控所的话，你要自己的那个能，这个自我的那个能力哈，其实你要能够让它怎么样呢？锻炼我们的心哈，能够自我控制哈，不要境是来你就被转了，你这样才能够自主生死。好，而不会随着业力去流转生死，才可能从生死中呢得自在得解脱。
So during our practice, we need to try to control the mind, to learn to gain a control of it, so that we are not constantly being turned away and distracted, leading down the wrong path by external phenomenon. So the quote is, if your mind is free from the environment, not bound by mental realms, then your next birth will not be dictated by karma, but rather by your own decision. So the point is to take control and not be turned, not be affected by, by objects and external phenomena.
这个所谓不随境转、哦、就是说你心跟那个境界不要去相应什么呢？贪嗔痴的念头、哦、境界有，心的作用也有，但是这两个合合的时候，就是不要让它变成是跟贪相应，或跟嗔相应，或者是跟痴相应，这才叫做自主。
So another way to look at it is not to be affected by objects and external phenomena means to not follow the pattern of greed, hatred, and ignorance. So there is the subject and there is the object phenomenon. When the two are interacting with each other, you don't follow the pattern of greed, hatred, and ignorance and stay away from that. That's called taking control.
就像我们刚刚前面讲的、哦、佛教在谈这个客观的事实，就是我们就是在讲到两个相对待，就是两法相对，一定会有一个是主动，一个是被动的一个事实。可是佛教不谈这个客观的事实，它就是这样了，而是谈这个客观事实互动的后面衍生出来的什么呢？就是我们刚刚讲的，你去心相应转出来的是贪，是嗔，是那个执着、哦、你执着喜欢的，或者你执着你不喜欢的，你就是很执着讨厌他，你就是执着讨厌他，这件事也叫做执着不喜欢的、哦、他要谈的是你这样互动的过程中你后面产生出来的东西，那你要让这个东西不生，而让它只是客观的互动而已、哦、
So as I talked about earlier, in Buddhism, we don't merely talk about the external objective phenomenon. The focus of practice is in the interaction between the subject and the object, or the agent and the recipient. So whenever there are two dharmas, or two phenomena that arises, there must be an agent and a recipient, and they do interact with each other. That's the way things are. But the practice is when they interact with each other, we need to stop it from moving further and to lead it to correspond with either greed or hatred or ignorance. So you may see something that you dislike. So what we're trying to cut off is this dislike or hatred. So that is what we need to be practicing.
所谓生死、哦、不是很表面的出生跟死亡、哦、这样而已。在佛教讲的生死，就是会让你在这个生死里面一直流转不已的那个，会造成我们的烦恼跟苦的都叫生死、哦、所以所谓你就不要随业力。业力是什么呢？我们贪心很重的就是我们的业、哦、然后嗔心很重的也是我们的业，我们会随着我们的习性贪习或者是嗔习就转了、哦、那你就一直在贪里面产生烦恼，或者一直在嗔里面产生烦恼，那我们要看到说我们在能所互应的后面，我又起我的贪，或者我又起我的嗔，这时候要能够断，那就不会一直在里面呢，因为贪因为嗔因为能所的互动产生的贪嗔痴而产生的痛苦，就不会一直有这些苦生起，这些烦恼生起。
So when we talk about the cycles of birth and death in Buddhism, we're not only talking about one person being born and one person dying. That's a superficial phenomenon. We're referring to all the causes that's leading to this cycle of birth and death. All the vexations that we have that's perpetuating this continuous cycle. So over here, we're talking about not to be deterred by our karmic pattern. What is this karmic pattern or habitual pattern? This is referring to our tendency to correspond in everything with either greed, hatred, or ignorance. So during this interaction of subject and object,What we have to do is cut off this following step where we naturally jump to either hatred or ignorance or greed. We need to cut that off, and that's the way to stop this cycle of life and birth.
我们从两点来举例子，一个是从生活上的训练，一个是从我们在修行的时候，真正用功修行的时候的训练来谈。好，比如说生活上的，很简单，我们如果举贪习的话，你们等一下听完课就会下去吃饭了吗？我常常举的例子，你一定有能所的，我们活着一定有能所，你不要说我不要有能也不要有所，那你怎么吃饭啊？那你怎么走路啊？所以呢，你一定会看到每一样菜都长得很好吃，长得很好吃，都看起来都很好，那你的眼睛其实就对着那个所，就是怎么呢，所有的食物，那你产生能所了，一样会产生，但是你也会要吃饭，但是这中间你还要再看到你这两个产生的同时，你后面多夹少夹不夹的那个后面，还有呢多吃少吃的部分，那我们能不能就是只是平常心的就是夹然后吃，然后而且你可以感觉到你的肚子已经其实差不多七分饱八分饱了，可以不用再去夹了，可是你站起来是要干嘛？继续去夹你喜欢的吗？好，就是说这个部分就是我们就是平时就是要练习，这是属于贪的部分，就要练习让它不要一直延伸出去。
So when we talk about practice, there are two levels of practice. One is corresponding and applying it to our daily life. And the other type of practice is more focused on cultivation per se. So in terms of daily life type of practice, how do we cut off our habit of greed? In our daily, everyday routine, daily life, there are subject and object. That's inevitable. You cannot say, I'm not going to have subject, I'm not going to have object. That's just the way it is. So the subject and object are interacting with each other constantly. So that is the way it is. But what we need to do is to, there is this interaction. How to remain objective about it and not link it further with the habit of greed or ignorance. So let's take eating as an example. After this talk, you're all going downstairs to have lunch. So you're going to see all these dishes in front of you. So the eye is, or the mind is the subject seeing the dishes, the object. So there's this interaction between the two. But the issue is, are you going to be choosy and get more food from dish A versus dish B? Or are you going to be universal, treat them universally and equally and get equal amounts from all the dishes? Or furthermore, when you are already 70-80% full, why did you stand up again to get more food? Is it a habit of greed? So that's what I'm talking about in terms of where we can practice.
所以同样我买东西也是一样的，其实有时候家里已经有了，为什么还要买呢？真的就是说哎，没关系，多放哈。但是你背后其实有很多很多的可能不安啊，或者是贪便宜啊，或者是什么。所以这每一件事情其实都可以去练习，去停止不必要的那一些业力随业流转的状态。
So similarly, we can apply it to shopping. Oftentimes when we shop, we actually have a lot of the similar items at home already, but we continue to buy. So why do we keep doing that? There must be, so there's a lot of causes perhaps behind the action of continuous purchase. So it could be feeling unsafe, unsettled, or something, or perhaps you want to save money. So in any given point in time, in many different kind of actions in daily life, we can actually practice to cut off and stop this habit of greed.
我们这是讲喜欢的，你讲不喜欢的就是嗔，那我们对人或者是对境对那些事，你有个不喜欢的心的时候，我们会逃避或者我们会抗拒。其实我们要看到，比如说今天走迎面走来是一个你很讨厌的人， 你马上眼睛对镜吗？那个人就是那个锁，然后你看到能锁一碰，对不对？你就要看到能锁碰之后，后面产生出来说，哦，近视转身，哈，或者是呢，就是白眼，就是不想看他，或者是那个表情其实已经在变，就是说也要练习着说，看到这个的时候，是不是可以看到的是这个背后的这个我在里面。
So greed usually is associated with things that we like, but for things that we dislike, we hate, then it corresponds with the habits of hatred. And usually when there is this habit of dislike or hatred, we either run away, try to escape, or we try to resist it, fight it. So for instance, if you come across someone that you dislike, well, there's the eye, this ability to see, that's a subject, and then there's the person, which is the object. So there's already this natural interaction between the subject, the ability to see, and the object, the person that's being seen. So when these two come together and interact with each other, there are many follow-up actions that we tend to do habitually. One is, do we either turn away or we give that person a glare of hatred, or maybe just upon seeing that person, your facial expression has already changed. So this is where we need to practice. We need to practice to see when the subject and object interact with each other and try to cut off or limit the follow-up sequence that's so automatic.
这是在生活上的训练，如果我们生活上不训练自己贪没有那么重，嗔没有那么重，进一步如果我们要谈到在修行打坐用功精进用功的时候，你要去断掉你那个贪习，很习惯的贪习或很习惯的嗔习，其实是不容易的，因为你平时就没有习惯，就是养成这个习惯去看到自己的贪，然后去把它终止，把它中断。
So that's the kind of practice that we can embark on in our daily life, where we need to practice seeing our own hatred, our own greed, and then try to cut it off. If we don't do that, then when it comes to actual sitting meditation or intensive practice, it will be really, really difficult during those kind of intensive practice to cut off our greed or hatred. And the difficulty would be a result of being lax in our everyday life. If in our everyday life we don't stay vigilant and try to see our anger and greed and try to cut it off, then we would not be able to extend the practice into our actual intensive meditation practice.
所以我们常常都是静由能静，能由静能，很少是能随静灭，静足能成。你知道那个那一首诗，那就是我们只有第二段第二个部分，可能我们没有前面那个部分，那这两个没有在合在一起的话，我们很难能所都不动，能所双亡的状态。
So our default mode in our everyday life is object because of subject. Subject is subject because of the object. That's the second two phrases. That second pair is relatively easy for us. This is what we already do. But what is difficult for us is to see that the subject is extinguished with the object, and the object sinks away with the subject. That's the part that's referring to emptiness. That's a part that's more difficult. But without combining the two pairs and practice them together, it will be really difficult to reach a state where both the subject and object is extinguished.
所以呢，其实生活中其实就是要训练自己呢，心要能够很清楚自己在对镜的过程的整个过程，进一步呢要有那个心的力量去让它不再延续，不管你多久以后才发现，但是至少你发现了你不再延续，那你常常去训练自己说，这是最基本的一个我们要达到更高的境界的一个修行的基础，就是对能所的这个整个互动，其实要锻炼到它能够不要那么的过度这样子。
So in our practice, we have to first be very clear, very lucid about this interaction between subject and object. So that's the first step. And then we need to have the strength, the mental, the strength in mind to not perpetuate it, to cut it off, to stop it, and to see how it's working clearly without overreaction. So we need to have this kind of training on a daily basis. That's actually foundational, this clarity in seeing the work between subject and object, and then to stop what is undesirable. We need to have this foundational work in order to continue further into our practice.
那我们第二个部分要谈的时候，能所双亡呢，它其实呢会有两个层次。好，一个层次呢，就像我们刚刚讲的，它比较粗浅的，就是我们在生活中要能够做到不对劲，好，不对劲的时候不升起后面很多的东西，那慢慢慢慢的，我们在用功的时候，我们可以进入到能跟所呢是合一，然后呢不升，就是不会升起后面的东西的状态。那这个状态呢还没有开悟，但是至少呢就是后面所谓的执着的东西没有衍生出来，那这也是一种能所双亡的一种层次。
So when we talk about both the subject and object are extinguished, there are actually two levels. The first level is not to be grasping onto objects, not overreacting. That's the first level. And then eventually, gradually moving on to the subject and object unified becomes one. And there's no further action or reaction that's being, that we lead to, such as hatred or anger. In that kind of state, that's also one level of subject-object being both extinguished. That's one of the earlier levels.
那就是对空跟有这个概念，要能够非常的掌握得很清楚，然后慢慢慢慢的在藉由修行的力量呢，当达到开悟以后的人呢，他的能所双亡呢就是不一样了，所以那就是完全的就是没有所谓的主动的那个自我，跟所谓的他所看到的相对的客观的环境，那就完全不一样的能所双亡了的境界。
So in our daily practice, we have to be very clear about the concept of emptiness and existence, be very clear about it. As to for people who have become enlightened, that's a totally different level than where there is no longer an active or agent-like subject, nor a recipient type of object. So at a stage of enlightenment, the distinction between the two and the roles of the two have fallen away.
所以前面两个禅师的故事呢，都是第一个阶段，就是没有真，不是开悟的那个境界，而是要说的是那个能跟所有的状态，所以那不是在谈那个开悟以后的状态。
So the two stories I gave you earlier, those are illustrations of the interaction between existence and emptiness, but it's not a state of enlightenment yet.
那如果要达到这样开悟的境界呢，接下来呢我们就要谈第二个部分，就是四个层次，修正的四个层次，我们一个层次一个层次慢慢上去到第四个层次开悟的境界，那我们就要谈空有这样的修正的过程。
So in order to reach the state of enlightenment, then we have to move on to part two, and which refers to the four levels of practice and realizations.
好，那它也是一样，就是四句，四个字，四个就是两个诗，就是欲知两断，原是一空，一空同两，其含万象。
So similar to the earlier the part one,This is also consists of two pair phrases. So it's know that the two, which is referring to subject and object, know that the two are originally one emptiness. In one emptiness, the two are the same, containing all phenomena.
请问中文比较容易懂还是英文比较容易懂？
Which one is easier to understand? Those speaks two languages, Chinese or English?
English. Chinese 两个都不容易懂。好，那
perhaps neither。
这个诗句呢，其实呢，第一句前面那个预知两段，原是一空，它要讲的是没有分别。好，然后第二个一空同两，其含万象呢，它要讲什么呢？在没有分别之中，又清清楚楚有分别。
So the first pair, know that the two are originally one emptiness. This is talking about not making differentiations. Yeah, the second pair, in one emptiness, the two are the same, containing all phenomena. It's talking about, amidst of not making any differentiations, all phenomena still exist and are clear.
那这里面其实要谈的就是空跟有怎么样看待的问题。我们怎么看待空跟有？
So, what the focus of this is teaching us how to look at, how to examine the concepts of emptiness and existence.
而且我们从最刚开始的修行，怎么看空跟有，一直到正在修行的时候，怎么看空跟有，怎么善用空跟有，到最后开悟的人，怎么看待空跟有，怎么样呈现空跟有。层次上的不同。
And so we'll talk about existence and emptiness first from a beginner's point of view when you're only starting to practice. And then also looking at the relationship between the two as well as how to use it in our actual practice along the journey of practice. And then finally talking about at the state of enlightenment how emptiness and existence are understood.
好，我们来先谈第一个层次哈。第一个层次呢，是从有看空。
So we'll start from the first level, which is looking at emptiness from the point of, from the point of view of existence.
那这一个呢，一定是从刚刚开始修行的这个角度来谈有看空哦，从有看空。所以这一次讲的四个阶段，你一定要先有一个预设立场，就是说。是先从他是站在什么角度去看，那这一个呢是站在刚刚修行的人，他一定要从有去看空。
It's very important for us to while we're having this discussion of the four stages, you need to understand at which stage that we're discussing the relationship between emptiness and existence.So you need to know the prerequisites before moving on to the actual discussion. So at the first level, looking at emptiness from the viewpoint of existence, it's referring to the first stage for beginners.
那这一个呢，我们讲第一个层次的时候呢，我们先讲圣严师父的他自己讲过，常常讲过的一个故事哈，就是他从中国哈来到台湾，他是当兵。从军、哦、其实他们 坐船一直坐到大概是南部的高雄港下来，然后呢他们那时候很匆忙，所以所有的那种大学生阿兵哥、哦、全部都住在一个很大的仓库，那个仓库有点像现在的那种货柜，每一个货柜就是一个房子、哦、那货柜是很长的、哦、所有的人呢都住在，然后里面是放那个楠木的一个货柜，那地上呢全部都只有稻草，然后你就躺在那里睡了哈，然后没有灯，没有窗，没有什么，好，晚上睡觉的时候呢，全部一排一排睡在那里哈，你要出去上洗手间怎么办？厕所在外面，就要摸黑哈，走过很多人，好，然后出去上完洗手间，再摸黑哈，走回你睡的地方，有些人会睡错，然后就走错躺错了哈。所以就这个过程里面呢，就是这样上厕所，然后去出去这样子。好。
So, so we can look at one of the stories of 师父。When 师父 first came to Taiwan, he came with the army, he was in the army. And, at that time, all these, new soldiers, new, troops,a lot of them are college students and coming to Taiwan. It was really hasty. Things were not in place. So even their living situation, at that time, they travel on the ship from China to the south of Taiwan, Kaohsiung. And they were living in warehouses, or these containers, shipping containers. And so they're like rooms, no windows, only one door. So there's nothing, and then they would just stack up hays and sleep on the hays. And so at night, when you need to go to the bathroom, you need to go outside in the dark, complete darkness, not seeing anything, and go outside to use to relieve yourself in the outdoor.
And
then you have to walk over many bodies, many people, in order to get out to use the bathroom.
因为很麻烦，对不对？然后当兵的当然都是男生嘛，哈，所以会怎么样呢？就地解决，好，就是说有些人就很懒的，而且哈，有些会害怕，乌漆麻黑的嘛，哈，走出去也乌漆麻黑，进来也乌漆麻黑，哈，反正都乌漆麻黑了，就不用出去了，哈，所以呢，在那边就地解决呢，也乌漆麻黑，也没人看到，所以住的地方呢。其实呢是很多人就是晚上就直接就地解决，不管大的小的，好、哦，就是不管大号小号就就地解决、哦、可是走出去，晚上走出去的人呢根本都不知道你 脚底下踩的是什么， you know， 就是你走过去然后回来你这样就躺下去，而且你也不知道你躺下来的是什么， you know。 好，
So it was a lot of hassle to go over all these bodies and it's complete darkness outside.So some people were lazy, they didn't want to go out late at night, they're sleepy, tired, or some people were afraid of such darkness. So some of them were opt to just go in situ, in place, and not bother going out, because after all, it's complete darkness, nobody's going to see what I'm doing. So that's what happened. So in the middle of the night, when people felt the need to go to the bathroom, some will go through the trouble of walking over many bodies,to go outside, or some people would just do it wherever they are, wherever they find it convenient. And so for those people that go outside, when on your way walking back, you really don't know what you're stepping on. Or in fact, when you're laying down to try to sleep again, you really don't know either what you are sleeping, what you're sleeping on.
当我们不知道的时候，我们其实也走得不怎么样，也不会怎么样觉得有什么感觉。躺下去的时候，我们也不知道的时候，我们也不知道我们躺了什么。所以呢，我们其实也没有什么喜不喜欢、厌不厌恶或者什么的感觉，对不对？
So in those cases, when you are walking in complete darkness, when you are not aware of where you're walking on to, walking into, you really don't feel much. That you don't, you're just doing the motion. Similarly, when you're laying down again, when you have no idea where you're laying onto, then you just, you don't care much.
等第二天早上起来的时候，哇，就很壮观了，你就看到好多好多的这些东西，就是啊，好恶心哦，好脏哦，然后你就避这个，闪这个，然后就一定会找一个最干净的地方走，找一个最干净的地方躺下来。对吧
But only until the next morning when there's light, then you're going to see, oh, there's that here and that there. So you're going to find it disgusting to see all these shit piss everywhere. So you're not likely going to step right on them, right into them, then you're going to find ways to skirt around them.
所以白天比较好还是晚上比较好？晚上
So is it better to do things at night or during the day? Someone said at night, because you don't see it, so you don't care.
是这样哦。哦，是啊，也会啊，但是你也不知道味道从哪里来嘛，哦，不一定是在你的脚下嘛，对不对？ Right?
Don't you smell it? Well, you don't really know quite where the smell is coming from either.
是有问题，但是满仓满谷的都是这个味道啊，所以也不知道它在哪。
Well, you can't pinpoint the source anymore because it's everywhere.
对，所以是白天看到我们会闪，对不对？所以白天看到的时候，你至少会要闪掉这一些脏的嘛，不好的嘛，哈、哦。那晚上的时候呢，你根本就是任意而为嘛，哈、哦。所以呢，其实修行也是这样，哈、哦。这是什么声音啊？
So when you see it during the day, you at least will try to avoid it, to skirt around it. Whereas at nighttime, you don't even see it, so you step right into it. So that's the same way with practice.
所以师父说，我们刚刚开始修行的时候呢， 哇，你不打坐还好哦，你打坐之后呢，奇怪，我不打坐的时候没有那么多妄念哦，打坐的时候一堆一堆妄念跑出来，然后我不打坐的时候我没有想这些贪嗔痴慢疑哦，可是我打坐的时候都是贪嗔痴慢疑，所以你会觉得说我打坐的时候很恐怖，没有打坐的时候没那么恐怖，有没有？有一些人甚至于比如说生理的欲望，打坐的时候拼命冒出来的都是生理的欲望，所以呢会很恐惧，跟师父说我不要打坐比较好啊，打坐之后我觉得我自己很脏啊，然后很可怕，然后又想杀人了，或者又要想犯戒了，或者什么，这很恐怖诶，齁，就是这样。
So, this happens too when people start practicing or start meditating. A lot of people will report back and say, before I started meditating, there was no problem. I didn't realize I'm such a horrible person. But once I started to meditate, before everyday life, I didn't know that I had so many wandering thoughts. But as soon as I sat down to meditate, all these wandering thoughts pop up, you know, in groups, and I can't drive them away. Or sometimes people, in their daily life, they don't have a lot of sensory desires, and they all pop up and become very strong as soon as you start to sit down and meditate. So that's what happens. So some people will actually come to Shifu and say, I think it's better that I stop practicing. Meditation is not for me because all these things pop up when I meditate and made me see what a lousy person I am.
所以师父怎么说呢，在修行的过程中齁，发现自己越脏齁，越坏齁，越可怜齁，越可恨齁，越可怕齁，越好。为什么呢？因为修行就是要检查自己，越清楚自己呢，你越知道你自己应该往哪一个方向走。
So, this is how Shifu responded to that kind of comments. In the course of practice, the more negative things you discover about yourself, the better. Because then you will see clearer as to where you should walk.
那这个是什么？你看到的一大堆的东西，看到的齁。所以这个是什么呢？从有。齁，因为你修行一定会冒出很多很多的东西出来齁。这些呢都是有。齁，可是你要从有里面这些东西里面呢，师父说的，因为从有里面呢还要再去看到空齁，怎么看呢？
So all these things, new things that you realize about yourself, all these bad thoughts or bad habits, desires that you have about yourself, the more negative things that you discover about yourself, these they all correspond with the notion of existence. So that's the starting point, existence. So amidst of this existence, how do we see emptiness?
所以这些有好吗呢？其实你们刚刚有些人选在黑暗中的，那就要小心了。师父说其实你要就是要是什么呢，他说这个从没有修行的人，从来没有修行过的人呢，就像什么呢，那一间黑的房子里面不管走到哪里都会踩到灰雾，可是你都开始修行了，你来打禅期，你的心里的明灯就会慢慢亮起来，可能只照了一点，但是你至少知道哪里有脏的，那你踩到的机会就比较少。
So earlier while I was telling the story, some people said, I prefer to do it in the dark. Is that really the case? This is what Shifu said. Those who have never taken up the practice are like the people in that dark room. No matter where they walk, they step into shit here and there. Coming to retreat is like putting a light into the room. Maybe the light will only stay on for a minute, but at least you can see some of the problem areas. Gradually, you will be able to tell exactly where the shit is and where it isn't.The more you know, the less likely you will step in it.
这就是怎么看待我们浮现出来的这些有。好，第一个层次呢，就是说我们要清楚知道说，这个我们知道总比不知道好。好，这是一个，就是知道了，我们发现了这些东西，我们一定要先接受说，知道总比不知道好，因为你总算知道说，比如说我打坐啊。就比如说我们打坐嘛，齁，像我，你们看我这样子啊，看起来好像慈眉善目，对不对？其实我打坐的时候呢，我看到我这些妄念的时候，后来我发现呢，哇，这些妄念都是要求这个，不满这个，讨厌这个，然后什么时候，我看到这些妄念的时候，我发现后来终于承认，为什么我从小到大有一个外号叫母老虎，就是很凶，齁。 那我终于承认呢，我从妄念里面看到说呢，我是一个嗔心比较嗔习比较重的人，这样。
So as to how we should regard all these phenomena of existence that surface during our practice. So first, we need to accept it and to know that to see them, to know they exist is actually better than to be totally blind. So let's take me as an example. When I, 法师, I mean, so take 法师 as an example. When I'm practicing, it made me realize a lot of things. You may be sitting there looking at me, thinking that I look quite kind and gentle. But as I sit in meditation, I realize a lot of the wandering thoughts that surface is about making demands or being dissatisfied or being very strict, critical about something in life. So by seeing these and seeing the pattern of these thoughts, it made me realize why I had this nickname when I was young, that people used to call me a she tiger. And it also made me realize that I have a lot of habitual patterns that's more related to anger.
相对于贪哦，我是嗔心比较重。为什么呢？我们有一些人打坐呢，就他们会分享说，哦，满脑子都是蛋糕跟咖啡哦。然后我打坐从来不会产生面包、蛋糕、咖啡吃的东西，就是属于那种欲望的哈、哦。我就发现，哎啊，我怎么都没有这些哈、哦。然后他，然后看他的个性的时候说，嗯，因为他平时都很喜欢吃这些东西。
So comparing to the habit of greed, I have mine is more leaning toward anger. Because I've heard also from my colleagues whom when they sit down to practice, all the thoughts that surface tend to be related to cake and candy and chocolate, and they have a lot of desires to eat those. But for me, though, I seldom have those kind of thoughts, or never. So I can actually make a straight, clear connection, because for that person who had a lot of wandering thoughts about cakes, I also see that person in everyday life tend to have tendency to gravitate toward cake.
老实说，我真的从来打坐没有出现过食物的。
honest,
你看我这么瘦，这是有原因的，不爱吃东
西。To be honest, I've never had a wandering thought about food when I meditate, and that's why I'm so skinny.
那这一个呢，其实就是什么呢？就是有哈，而且你会发现，你会一直在打坐里面看到说。真的你会倾向于某一个部分、哦、所以你越打坐你越很清楚那个灯、哦、越来越亮照出你的习性、哦、那其实这个就是从有那怎么去看空呢、哦、我们的时间到了、哦、我们下礼拜呢就要谈说怎么样从这个有里面呢让用空的方式来去接受然后让它变化然后让我们可以去修行
So these habits, these habitual patterns, we can understand it from the stance of existence. So having this as a starting point, how do we see the emptiness amidst of the existence? Our time is actually up today. So next week, we're going to talk about that more in depth of how to transform existence into emptiness.
这样的话我们才可能继续修行下去、哦、不然的话哇就不用打坐就会看不到眼不见为净、哦、在黑暗中走来走去踩来踩去没关系
So we indeed do have to learn how to transform existence into emptiness so that there's a point in practice otherwise people will say I will rather remain in the dark and not see my bad habits
所以你们下一周一定要来、哦、不然你我们会停在有
So you must return next week. Otherwise, we'll only remain stagnant and dwell in existence and not be able to move on into emptiness.
不过等一下可以练习能所中断后面的东西。
But later, during lunchtime today, you can actually practice to observe the relationship between subject and object and how to cut off the follow-up steps, consequences of the habitual patterns. That we tend to follow.
那我们今天就先讲到这里了。
So we'll end it today.
阿弥陀佛。Yeah.